Bones, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Morning. Welcome to the show. Yeah, Tuesday. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the studio.
Morning.
Yeah. It's crazy to think. Yesterday, we announced that Lunchbox is having a baby. People still on the phones. Tina in Austin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So you heard the big news. Lunchbox is having a baby. It's supposed to be here in August. What do you think about that?
I am so excited. I've been listening to you guys since K-5, and to see the evolution of Lunchbox is just so surreal. I feel like I need to take the day off.
Yeah, take the day off.
Wow.
So to our new listeners, when you say the evolution of Lunchbox, how would you describe him back in the day?
Oh, man, the first time I met Lunchbox was in a nightclub. I think it was like Paradox or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And dude was just gone. Wasted.
Yeah, gone. Wild.
And it was so, yeah. And I was trying to tell my college roommate from Houston that he was a celebrity. She's like, this dude on the floor. I'm like, he's really famous.
Yeah, so he went from the guy at...
Oh, no.
Was it Paradox?
Element, Fifth and Lavaca.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox used to do these remote broadcasts. And
oh,
he'd go, hey, I'd hear him at 11 o'clock at night on the radio.
Mm.
It's Lunchbox. We're at Element Nightclub, Fifth and Lavaca. And you would hear an echo in the room because nobody was there. Especially at first. He'd be like, it's Lunchbox. And I would go, oh, there's nobody. It's packed here. And then you would know it was later in the night because he'd be gone. He'd be on the radio, be like, it's the Block's Lunch. I don't know the DJ anymore. And so that was the evolution of that night. And, of course, him now, too. Yeah, man, crazy, huh?
Yes, it's so crazy. Congratulations, Lunchbox. We are so happy for you.
Well, thank you. I need babysitters.
Already.
Yeah.
Back to Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, have a great morning, Tina. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Yeah, appreciate you. Well, so many questions. He says he's not finding out the sex until birth, which is crazy to me.
That's pretty crazy.
I just don't want a bad or an unpleasant surprise. And if you want a boy so bad and it's a girl, I would hate for anything to be taken away from that moment.
Like the baby's going to come out and you're gonna be like, oh.
You'd be like, yeah. Oh,
I'm happy.
This is great. That's why I would want to get it over with.
Yeah. It's a
so there's
girl.
No chance at having a reveal party.
No chance.
And y'all both been that way or?
She wouldn't mind finding out, but I said, nope, don't want to know.
So would you let her find out?
And not
No. Because in everything she does, I'd look at her face and be like, oh, you're telling me it's a girl. You're telling me it's a girl. So if I don't know, that's she doesn't fun. Know.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There was a state trooper in New Jersey. His name's Kenneth Minnis. And he saw an accident. He goes over. The truck is upside down. He looks into the truck, and there's a passenger who is losing a lot of blood from a serious arm wound. So he's off duty. He says, what do I do? He grabs a T-shirt and a piece of tree branch and makes a tourniquet out of the shirt and the branch. This slowed the blood loss. EMTs got there. The man was airlifted to the hospital, is now in stable condition. The EMT said he could have died within minutes had it not been for the tourniquet slash tree branch that he broke off a tree.
Wow.
And T-shirt that he had in his car. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Yeah, shout out to first responders, police officers. Even when they're not even getting paid, they're saving lives.
And like being all MacGyver about it.
Yeah. Straight MacGyver. Straight reference that no one's going to get under the age of 30. But
oh.
Still, I like it. That's
thanks.
Good. Yeah, so to Trooper Kenneth Menez, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in Austin, Texas. Someone is leaving package bombs at people's homes. Three package bombs have gone off so far, killing two people and wounding two others. If you see a suspicious package, contact authorities. In weather news, the third nor'easter in 3 weeks is taking aim at New England and could dump over a foot of snow on Boston. High winds are also expected. And finally, spring break is underway this week. Panama City Beach in Florida has already seen over 200 arrests this month. Just a heads up, a lot of beaches now ticket if you're caught with alcohol on the beach.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
It's crazy to see adults fight at kids' games.
Oh, yeah. like parents.
Oh, you like that?
No, I agree. It is crazy. It's like, get over it a little bit, maybe.
A Florida teacher was arrested for attacking a mother at a baseball game. Terry Lee Corsi, 37, was suspended from the high school following her arrest. Apparently, Corsi criticized a mom for wearing short shorts to practice, and then she attacked her and punched her in the face.
Wow.
Yeah, the victim said that Corsi attacked her and punched her all in the face. Visible bruises. The victim said things escalated when she attacked her. But over shorts? Is that what the whole thing's about?
Yeah, they were like Daisy Dukes.
Okay, but why do you fight over it?
Because it was like an 8-year-old baseball practice, and she thought it was inappropriate to be wearing those shorts in front of the boys.
So then the other woman feels disrespected, yells back, and so the teacher then beats her up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All comes down to respect.
Makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really about the shorts.
There we go.
It ends up being about disrespect in the end. There's a woman in South Carolina. She said that she owes $250,000 to her sixth sense because she went shopping and she walked out of it. And she's like, man, I should go back in and get that ticket. And so the sixth sense in her said, go get a lottery ticket because she had her cart all the way out of the store.
Ugh.
And she goes, okay. And she rolls it back in. Boom, $250,000.
That's so awesome.
But how many times does that happen and that sixth sense got you wrong? That's why I don't believe in the jinx anymore. Because I have spent so many times not jinxing things and they still didn't work out that I don't believe in the jinx anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah. Because I've said, oh, I don't want to jinx it, and it's still not worked in my favor. Yeah.
But have you jinxed it and it actually got jinxed?
No, that doesn't. It's not a thing.
It doesn't exist.
It does.
You think you can affect something like a NFL game?
Oh, Lunchbox does.
Yeah.
Big time.
Bobby.
I wear the same outfits.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a time where we couldn't like say something about Arkansas or they might lose or we couldn't.
There have been a lot of times in my life I'm not proud of, Amy. I used to start the show every day with the same exact song.
Kanye.
Because I thought, oh, if we don't, we're not going to have a good show. That's the OCD-ness more than the jinxiness.
We heard that song every day.
Oh, I started the show every day with The Good Life for years.
Good thing I wasn't on the show then.
It was kind of cool.
You would have done nothing.
Good thing I wasn't on the show then.
Yeah,
I didn't have to live that. Is what I'm saying, guys.
It wasn't awful.
Yeah,
no, it was actually awesome, and our shows are awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, when I stopped playing it, the shows got bad.
Jinx. Oh.
Yeah. Well, and then you came on.
Then Eddie.
Come on. Oh.
Women were asked to rank romantic gestures of men. At number 5, cooking dinner.
Oh yeah.
You like that when your husband does that?
He grills.
You don't like it that much.
I don't really eat much. From the grill?
Because he's a meat guy. And yeah. Number 4, an I love you text. Does he ever do that?
Okay. Yeah. I mean.
Just for that, just for no reason.
Maybe he's done it a couple times.
Not, that means no.
I can show you.
A surprise getaway. Has he done that for you?
No.
Okay. A handwritten love note.
Yes.
When?
19.
The summer of 47.
Somewhere in the 11 years.
But the number one
thing. He's good at cards.
Is a meaningful small gift. Probably done that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Never
Let's
mind.
Move on.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Amy.
Winning.
Amy, 12 years of marriage, right?
11.
11, okay.
There's some change.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your Tuesday positivity. Around the room with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Ricky Cole paid $9,000 for a new roof. He had some leaks, so he pays this guy. They come over, do some hammering, nailing, put the shingles on. Next rain comes, still leaking. And the guy disappears. So a company hears the story on the news, says, listen, we'll come over, we'll fix your roof for free. So a random company came over and fixed his roof for free.
Gonna give that company a shout out?
Oh yeah, I will. It is D&M Roofing in Bennington, Nebraska.
Look at these
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
Coming through. Did you see the guy that was in the Uber? He's the guy that passed out in the Uber and it cost $16,000.
Yes.
$1,600?
Yeah, $1,600.
Oh, whatever.
Some
other company paid for it.
Oh, wow.
Because they said, hey, you didn't drive drunk, so we're gonna pay for your tab.
Yeah, a delivery company said, we'll pick up the tab since That's you didn't cool. put other drivers at risk. That is awesome.
Well, it's smart because they got way more than 1,600 free press. Like, that's really what they did it for.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think they did it?
No.
But that is a good...
Or they would have done it quietly and just paid for it and walked away from it.
But it is bringing to light that's because that never crossed my mind. Like, oh, well, at least he didn't drive drunk.
What if he didn't have a car?
It's true.
I don't know what happened. Oh. But I'm just going, it's a nice move by them to do that because they got a lot of free press. The Bloomington newspaper says there's a 15-year-old corgi named Pia, and he goes in to get groomed at Belly Rub's Dog Grooming and had a seizure. The dog stopped breathing, but the groomer stepped in and blew air into the dog's nostrils over and over again and did compressions on the dog and saved the dog's life.
So cute. Wow.
The groomer did dog CPR. Isn't that crazy?
I love it.
The dog was taken to an area pet hospital after, and the owner says now doing well. And on seizure medication, too.
Amazing.
Yeah, Amy?
So, you know, we talked about the 18-year-old waitress at Waffle House that cut up the food for the elderly man that had just had surgery, and she was getting all kinds of attention, and she was working at Waffle House because she wanted to be able to pay for college. Well, Southern University has given her a scholarship for $16,000, $4,000 for each of the four semesters.
Yeah, I saw that.
What up?
The whole thing, I saw the picture on Reddit when it first came out.
Yeah.
Someone was just behind this older man. He had oxygen. He's like, hey, my arms don't work. And so all she did, she starts cutting the meat. And I don't mean all she did. I mean, it was no plan by her to be noticed. She literally was just helping the old guy out. Someone took a picture behind them, posted it on Reddit. It shot to the front page of Reddit. Then the news picked it up, and now she's got a scholarship. It was just another moment of her day.
Yeah, small act of kindness that went viral, and boom.
Man, none of Lunchbox's small acts of kindness go viral.
I know.
That's why you do them.
Yeah, and I sit here and tell you guys about them, and they still don't go viral.
Yeah, even highlights them, and they still don't go viral. All right, thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Colton in Texas. What up, buddy?
How's it going, brother?
Man, just doing the early morning thing. What about you?
Just hanging out. I got a flat tire on the side of I-35, and I heard the good news about Lunchbox, so I figure I got some time to waste. Might as well call and tell him congratulations.
What happened to your tire, dude?
Just a blowout. Started driving, heard a little thump, thought I was good, pulled over, checked on it, and I was like, all right, well, I got to pull over, so started to go a little bit, and then it just shredded, so.
Did you ever think it's a helicopter flying above you? Because many times when I've got a flat, I go, man, there's a low-flying chopper over you. Ends up being the tire.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, a bit. Well, hey, so yeah, you heard us talk again this morning, Lunchbox having a baby. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I didn't think it ever happened, but happy to hear it.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Wait for roadside assistance? Are you going to change it yourself or what?
Well, I've just bought this new truck, and my stupid self didn't check to see if there was a jack in it. So I'm waiting on my little brother to show up. He's got a jack, and we're going to get it all taken care of. So.
Well, you have a good attitude. I know it's early in the morning. You get to work or what?
Going to be a little late, but it'll be all right. This guy's on the side already. So.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Colton.
All right, well, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Athens, Georgia. A man was at a bar when he was trying to hit on a table full of girls. He's like, ladies, let me do a backflip. I'll show you how cool I am.
No.
This is a good one, I can tell.
A backflip at a bar is never a good idea, but go ahead.
So he tries to do a backflip onto their table and kicks one of the girls in the head.
Oh.
She had to go to the hospital.
Did he stick the landing, though?
But I wanted. No, he landed on her head after he kicked her. No word on if he got the number or not. Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, hope everybody's good. Hope your Tuesday is going good. If you're just turning us on, we appreciate you waking up with us. So I give you the brand, and you just complete the jingle, okay? Red Bull. It gives you...
What did you say, wrinkle?
Red Bull.
Oh, wings.
Wings. Yes, not wrinkle. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
L'Oreal, okay? Because you're blank.
Beautiful.
No.
Because you're...
Worth it.
Oh.
Sorry.
I wouldn't have gotten that. But that wasn't mine, that was his.
I know, but still, you should have got it. L'Oreal.
Yeah, that's your
Amy,
category.
Ready?
Yeah.
Maybelline. Maybe blank. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe maybe she's born with it.
Oh,
maybe.
Shoot. Yeah. You're right. Wow, oh, dang.
Yeah. Are they, though?
Yeah.
Because you're reading it.
Oh. Lunchbox, Motel 6. We'll leave the blank.
Oh, we'll leave the lights on for you. Tom Bodette with Motel 6.
I'll accept it. Okay, Amy, Energizer. It keeps...
going and going and going.
Softball.
Oh, I almost said running.
Lunchbox, Jell-O. There's always blank for Jell-O.
Room for Jell-O.
Room?
Yeah, there's always room for Jell-O. You guys know
who
that?
Says that?
I just made that up. I had no idea.
Woo! Amy, Apple. Think blank.
Apple computers or apples?
Just apples. Apple computer.
Okay. Think ahead.
No, think different.
Oh, okay. I just said outside the box.
Yeah. Well, what else you got?
Well, you guys aren't very good at this
game. Yeah, we are.
Right, we've only missed one.
We're nailing it.
Lunchbox. Gillette. The blank a man can get.
The best.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew that.
You win, Lunchbox.
Who cares? Yeah.
I'm not going to play your song, but you win.
What?
You're a new man, new dad. I feel like, you know, you need some victories. I think I messed up from this time change, and never have I been. But I woke up this morning and I just feel a little off. So off that someone brought a big bag of candy in the studio and I've been eating it nonstop. I don't eat candy. I'm either pregnant or I'm off this time.
No, something's up.
Something's up. And so, but I just feel weird. Does anyone else feel weird from the time change?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sleeping.
Tired. I'm trying to recover.
Huh. I'm usually too strong. I'm like, my super power is that I'm never affected by the time change.
Oh no, you're losing it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like Superman can fly, Spider-Man can shoot webs. Mine is, I'm never affected by the time change. I just keep rolling with life.
Until now.
I know. So, you know what I watched on TV that's pretty funny? Was that AFV?
With America's Funniest Videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Carlton.
I was like,
yes.
He's the host now. And the reason I watched it is because I was watching American Idol and it was on before it.
It's so funny.
And so back in the day, they would take video cameras. We were kids and Bob Saget was the host. And it was America's Funniest Home Videos. Well, they've had to update it because now people just shoot with their phones.
Okay, got it.
So it's just now AFV, America's Funniest Videos. But Carlton's a pretty good host. And two, I was laughing out loud at that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I would ever appointment turn into AFV, but as it was on, it kept my attention.
Was it sort of nostalgic, too? Because when I was a kid, we appointment watched that, and I remember thinking, gosh, if I could just get a good video and end up on this show, life would be so amazing.
Yeah, was the thing when you shot a video at home. You would be like, send it to Funniest Home Video.
Yeah. Yep. And I used to video lots of things at home, and nothing ever made the cut.
It's good, though.
So good.
We got a bunch of mail in today, and what's crazy is it was really an Amy in my head, don't open the mail, because what's happening in Austin?
Yeah.
Because there have been 3 bomb packages go off in the mail. It's killed someone. I don't know. Has it killed two people? No.
Yes.
Deadly package explosion. This is from yesterday. Another one at an Austin, Texas home. Police in Austin say a package exploded at a home yesterday morning, killed one, injured another. But bombs in packages are showing up people's houses 3 times, 3 package explosions in Austin. And so they're saying don't open mail. So I reached out to my friend who's a reporter there yesterday, Lauren Petrosky, and at Fox, and I said, hey, what's up? She goes, oh, they're just telling people don't open the mail if you don't know who it's from. And then I go, I don't know who any of my mail's from. Unless I for sure sent it to myself and it's a box of shoes, I don't know what it is or who it's from. So that's crazy. That's happened 3 times where people have mailed bombs.
Yeah.
And I say a little bit joking, but not really, because Amy and I go, whoa, should we even open these packages? So now they're also thinking there could be something involved with race. Like they're sending it. Did you see that, Lunchbox?
Yeah, because I think it's all Hispanic that has been affected. And I think they're not even going through the mail. They're just putting the packages on the front doorstep is what I thought I heard.
So they're not physically mailing it?
Right.
Like the Unabomber mailed it through them?
Yeah, they put it there like it looks like it's going through the mail. So you think, oh, I got a package.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's like the Amazon guy dropped it off right in front of the door.
Yeah, like you think, oh, okay, or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. So there's that. You know, I should apologize to Dustin Lynch. I made fun of his jacket yesterday. Remember the one he wore at IR boards?
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on. Here's why. I got home, and listen, I didn't look at the jacket and go, yeah, I was wrong. That's a real winner. I just know that I wear stupid stuff, too, sometimes. And when I wear stupid stuff, I always like the stupid stuff that I wear. So I don't care how anybody else feels. And so I go, huh, maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh about Dustin Lynch's jacket. I said it with love in my heart. I compared it to the filler in a flower pot on his jacket. But again, I just, you know, no one even reached out to me and said anything about it.
Okay.
I felt kind of guilty about it once I got home.
Oh, well, you know?
Then you're probably right.
And I like Dustin a lot, which I felt comfortable making fun of him because
and
I know him.
And you said
him.
That. Like, we only... or
We do it out
we
of
We do
love.
It out of love. We only poke fun because we like.
Yeah, right. That's true. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't even acknowledge
right.
it.
You can't poke fun at people you don't like. Yeah. Like, that's out of hate, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah, and it turns ugly for me.
Because, real quick.
But anyway, I got home and thought, oh, man, I should go back on the air and say that I was half joking. But it does look like something my grandma would have wore.
Yeah, and I laughed with you, too, so I'll apologize, too.
No, we shouldn't apologize for...
But, I mean, we were a little...
But you make fun of your
friends.
I
laughed maybe a little too hard about it.
If Eddie wore that jacket...
I mean, he probably loved the jacket. He probably looked in the mirror and was like, dang, yeah. I look good.
Good for him.
That's a lunch.
And you know what? This is a really good song, so...
This is a good one. Yeah. My mind, watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous. That's new Dustin Lynch. You know why I think I kind of felt guilty? I got home and I was watching some of his Twitter videos. He's now trying to put videos out so people know who he is.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you just know his songs. You don't really know much about him.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, man, the guy's just trying to be a human now. And here I am poking fun at his jacket.
Well, I read this headline. It's funny you say that now. And now I feel bad about the thought that I had.
Go ahead.
Because so there's a headline this morning saying something about, you know, Dustin Lynch heading down under to Australia because that's where everybody's going. And he hopes to keep his eye out for a wife down there, you know, Australia. And I'm like, as long as you're not wearing that jacket.
He probably
that's
won't.
That's true.
Anymore.
Yeah, he probably doesn't wear it twice. Mm-hmm.
That's probably back on the rack.
Did you guys talk about another jacket he was wearing that
you liked? Yeah, so one time, it was CMT Awards or something. I ended up on the same elevator as him. We'd done the red carpet thing. They were on an elevator and we're going up. I mean, and his bomber jacket was so cute. He said something like, oh, hey, I mean, like, nice dress. And I was like, I love your jacket. And he was like, you know what? I won't wear it after tonight. I'll give it to you. I said, really? And I mean, it was so fitted on him that actually an oversized jackets on girls are kind of cute. Like, it would have been perfect for me. So I was excited. He said he was going to bring it to me. Never happened. And anytime he's come in, he apologizes. Sorry, I forgot that jacket.
Well, I'll take dibs on the...
the moss jacket.
On the moss, yeah. We'll put it up at bobbybones.com if you haven't seen it. I think that would be funny for me to wear to an award show.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Please do it.
You know? Yeah, we kid him because we like him. Mm-hmm. But I did feel guilty when I got home yesterday. So, yeah.
So we just did another segment on it.
We'll feel bad, like, getting bad again.
Yeah. This afternoon I'll be like, dang, why was I such a jerk? Here's a woman singing loudly on a subway, not knowing there's anyone else in the cart with her.
Oh.
So she's singing. You know how you get when there's someone watching?
Oh, right.
For me, it's dancing. I will dance.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be butt naked in the mirror after the shower.
Okay.
And I'll watch my moves. Right. But nobody can see me.
Okay.
And this is my stop, short video. Gonna get off the train that I'm on alone. Gonna pick up my bag that's sitting in the seat. On the train, car, it's just me. Up in Francisco. Oh my God, I just realized there's another person on the train.
Isn't that funny?
So I love she's letting loose.
She's videoing herself?
Yeah, she's just singing.
Oh.
So here's the idea that I have.
Okay.
We send Lunchbox out to public places. He sings top of his lungs, and he has 60 seconds. We have to debate whether or not someone's going to come up to him and stop him from singing so loud.
That's great.
Let's say he goes into a Starbucks.
Like I'm at Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's just singing about
hanging
it. And he has 60 seconds for someone from the Starbucks to come and go, sir, excuse me, you can't sing that loud in here.
Wow.
And your voice is so loud.
Yeah, and 60 seconds is a long time.
We can shorten the time. 30 seconds?
No, I like the minute. You got to give him time to like get annoyed a little bit.
Yeah, because then people will be like, is he going to stop?
That's right.
Okay, so we can do that coming up.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday, Lunchbox announced that he's having a baby. Quite a dramatic moment on the show in a good way. So here we go. Baby in August. Lunch is 36. Lunchbox has always been the guy that was never going to get married, was never going to have kids. Then all of a sudden he got married and wanted kids. Mm-hmm. We kind of seen a shift in him a bit. He was someone who only wanted a boy. I think he still wants a boy.
Yeah. He does.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's not going to know what the baby is until it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So do we root he has a girl?
Of course. course.
No.
No, I mean, really.
Because it doesn't matter.
No.
And you know he's going to be like, oh, man, I want my boy. But that little girl is going to just...
But how do you know? You don't have any girls.
Yeah, you have two boys.
Oh, and I'm glad I don't have any girls. Dude, they would have ruined my life.
What?
Oh, my gosh. They would have taken over my life. I would have been so possessive over them. And then, God, the teenage years, get me out of there.
Oh, yeah. Eddie would definitely be a helicopter. Like
so, Lunchbox is having a baby. I just wondered if you guys rooted for a girl because he's been so anti-girl forever.
Gosh, no, yeah. I just root for a healthy baby.
Nah, I think I'm rooting for a girl.
That's yeah. It, Bones. Yes.
You guys.
Because I think it's going to shift how he is and treats women and thinks about women.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah.
Girl. I mean, you were so easily swayed.
Yeah, because you do have this like weird...
Oh, chauvinistic tendency.
Yeah, at times. And yep. Maybe this will... I thought getting a wife might change that, but it didn't. But you're right. A daughter could change that.
Did you talk to your mother-in-law yesterday?
I had probably the most real moment with my mother-in-law I've ever had in my life. After the announcement, I talked to her yesterday, and she was just like... She can't hear the show because she lives in Houston. So she said, I woke up, I downloaded iHeartRadio, and it was so worth it. And I'm so excited about seeing you become a father and the journey. And I'm very proud of you and the excitement. And it was just like, wow, I had a real moment with my mother. Like the most real, genuine conversation we've ever had.
Wow. Suddenly he's all grown up.
Yeah. Just like that.
Actually, just like that. I enjoy the bond of a mother and father-in-law. And
I mean, they're so wonderful.
Who is this guy?
What is happening?
It was just a real genuine moment. Usually we don't have those. I don't have that with my mother-in-law. It's very awkward usually. But she gave a heartfelt, like...
Have you guys talked about names? If it's a boy or a girl?
No, we got to start coming up with a list.
But you don't have anyone you want to name the baby after?
I had a few, but she's rejected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like so, people in your life?
No.
Just like
real world. Napoleon Dynamite.
I thought about...
Who's that guy from Real Mom. World? That one.
Johnny Bananas?
Yes, Johnny Bananas her, Box.
I said, how do you feel about naming it Real World Seattle?
Oh, that was no. A good cast, man.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Bet.
Steven, that was bad. He threw the girl's teddy bear in the water.
How'd your wife feel yesterday?
She felt good.
Were there a lot of people that didn't know that heard it and called her?
Yes.
Yeah.
And people at her work were going crazy.
They didn't know, huh?
She told a couple people at work, but not everybody. And everybody kept coming in and saying congratulations, and they were excited. And so, it's crazy. The phones were blowing up all day.
Like yeah. I was going through text messages, and a few weeks ago, early February, I guess, I had been texting her about, I know the struggles of trying to get pregnant, and I've got some books I could recommend, and that I just really, it'll happen in their own time. And the whole time she knew she was replying back, the whole time she was pregnant, which I totally understand. I shouldn't have to say anything, but.
When you were texting her, she goes, I feel so bad. Amy's texting me and she's trying to be all sweet, but I'm like, I'm already pregnant.
I had a friend text me yesterday, says, hey, I reached out to Lunchbox. He didn't reply back. I guess he's big time in me now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He said, does he have the same number? I said, oh yeah, 210.
He's always the 210.
On my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones, I said, do you want Lunchbox to have a boy or a girl? And almost 70% of people want him to have a girl.
Oh, wow. Man. Dang, people are cheering against me, huh?
Not against you. They would like to see your perspective altered.
Yeah, but don't you want that girl to have a big brother?
I don't care.
So should all girls just know that their dad probably wanted them to be a boy?
Yeah, most.
I wonder if my dad wanted me
but
to be a boy.
But most boys should know their moms want them to be a girl.
Oh, there true. You go.
So just to be fair.
Okay.
I think what happens is we know how to raise us. We don't know how to raise the other sex,
exactly.
Meaning man or woman. Like a mom knows how to raise a girl first and foremost because she was a girl. A dad knows how to raise a boy because he was a boy. So I think eventually you end up catching up with it.
Okay.
But that's it.
All right. I mean, you figure it out. I figured it out.
Oh, you got it all done now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's quick.
3 months in.
She's a pro.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, sometimes with boy stuff, I'm like, honey, you take that.
Yeah.
You take that.
Top five songs right now. Number five is a little song from Brett Eldridge, The Long Way.
Take me the long way around your town.
There you go. Number five this way. It's a good one.
The queen with the silver crown.
At number four, Devin Dawson, All On Me.
You got my number, you can call on me. If you in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me.
Luke Bryan's got the number three song this week, Most People Are Good.
I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
Broken Halos is the number two song from Chris Stapleton.
Broken halos, broken wings that used to fly.
And Thomas Rhett's still at number one.
It's just you won't get married.
Marry me.
She don't want to marry me.
Your number one top 40 song right now, G-Eazy and Halsey, Him and I.
In the end, it's him and I, him and I.
I hear this sometimes. I listen to Z100 in New York so I can stay cool and hip with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. On AAA, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. They have a new song called You Worry Me.
I'm gonna leave it all out there dry.
I ran into this guy 2 weeks ago.
You talked to him?
Yeah. For cool probably guy. 10 minutes. He's fine. It wasn't really a big bonding moment or anything, but he was in Denver. I was in Denver in the same building. And so his manager goes, hey, you guys just played Nathaniel's old song on your show.
Yeah.
He said he wants to meet you. And then I don't think he wanted to meet me. I think the manager just wanted us to meet.
Yeah.
I think
the two parents wanted their kids to meet.
Yeah, it was like a play date that was set up by the manager. So, yeah, he's a nice enough guy. And the number one urban song is Drake, God's Plan.
God's plan. God's plan. I hope that sometimes I won't.
Those are your top songs right now.
I feel good sometimes I don't. Hey.
I want to talk about these two men who tried to rob the Girl Scouts. So two men, one with a gun, attempted to rob Girl Scouts. They were selling cookies in front of a Tacoma store. Two white men in their 20s, both in gray sweatshirts and khaki pants, tried to rob the Girl Scouts. First of all, if you're trying to rob somebody in khaki pants, you're probably not a you're probably not a real robber anyway. Yeah.
This is a last minute decision.
Probably moonlighting as a robber. So they go up. One of the guys had a gun tucked in his wristband. They didn't get any cookies or any cash, and they fled on foot. So no further details. I'd like to say a couple things. First of all, I'd like to say that if this is two guys in my crew, they lost all my respect for trying to rob Girl Scouts.
Yeah, cowards.
Secondly, if this is two guys in my crew and they didn't successfully rob Girl Scouts,
cowards,
that they can't even pull off robbing Girl Scouts, that they lost even the last bit of respect that I had for them.
They're out of your crew?
They're out of the crew.
Need a new crew.
Take your khakis and go on back.
They didn't even get one box of cookies?
Nothing. That was my thing,
come
too.
Come on.
No dollars, no cookies. They're Girl Scouts. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Amy, you ready for that skinny over there?
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Tim McGraw was spotted for the first time since he collapsed on stage, in Ireland. You know, he was unable to finish his performance because he was dehydrated, and the paparazzi saw him. He gave him a thumbs up, told him he was doing well.
There's just more to that story. I stick by the diarrhea comment. He just don't want to turn around. There's just more to it than being dehydrated. There always is. Go ahead.
So mark your calendars, because 1 week before Meghan Markle and Prince Harry get married on May 19th, Lifetime will offer a preview in their made-for-TV movie, Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance.
They already have a movie about this?
I checked the calendar, so you need to be ready to watch it May 12th. That would be a week before their wedding.
That wedding's coming pretty fast, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just scroll through it. I don't even look at that stuff. Does anybody look at the wedding?
No, they're annoying.
What?
Yes, guys, we're not really into it.
Oh, I don't think that they're annoying. Did you see them at the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey?
No.
There was, I don't know, that's the thing over there. And Liam from One Direction was performing a John Mayer song, and he forgot the words, so he just hummed an entire verse, and it's in the middle of the church service, and Meghan started laughing. She just seems like a normal girl, like one of us. Prince Harry was trying to like keep composure.
I need to see that video.
There is a video of it.
Just because I don't need anybody messing up John Mayer lyrics.
Yeah, he was singing Waiting on the World to Change.
Oh, that's the worst John Mayer song, too. Yeah. I told John Mayer that, right, when he came in once?
Yeah. He doesn't like singing that one, he says.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, y'all bonded over not liking one of his songs.
They bonded for an hour in that interview.
Yeah. I felt like some moments I was like, we're not supposed to be here right now. They're having a moment.
Who was John Mayer and myself?
Yes.
You know how we do.
Just hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, yeah, I don't really like that song that much. And you're my favorite. And he's like, you know what? I don't like singing that song that much. That was funny. I have a note that was given to me. It says, hey, sometimes you use phrases I've never heard before. Because what happened yesterday, I tweeted, my body's more confused than a two-petered cub.
Mm. Huh.
It's something my grandma used to say. And so
that's
what
confusing.
I mean, it's like a cub with two ding-a-lings that know what to do. He's right. Confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So she said, with a bunch of new stations on, people may not know that Bobby is from the backwoods of Arkansas. Not really from the backwoods. I'm just from a very, very small town. Population 700, Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
What is the definition of backwoods?
I don't know that. I'm from a
one time you said you lived in a camper.
I did live in a camper, but I don't think I'm from the back. I'm from a very poor town,
okay.
But I'm not from the backwoods. I did live in Jessupville for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the backwoods.
Oh.
We lived in a trailer on top of the hill.
In the thicket.
We didn't live in a thicket. Stop just using terms that you're just saying words now.
Okay.
So, Bobbyisms. One of the things that I say is I talk about detergent. But I call it still, after all this time, washing powder, which is the stuff that you scoop and you dump in.
Yeah, detergent.
Detergent.
Yeah. I say, yeah. Hey, do you guys get any washing powder? And you're like, hey, hillbilly boy.
Backwoods.
Yeah.
Backwoods Bobby.
So, yeah, there's some stuff that I say that I don't even realize isn't with you city folks' vernacular. But I don't know any others that I use just by having to list them up. Anything else?
Sometimes I'm trying to think of things. Most of them come from your grandma.
Yeah, you know, things like, man, he was ugly to the north side of a southbound mule. Things like that.
Yeah.
Will come out. That's just things that my grandma
would
say. I
get that one.
Yeah. So if any pop up to you guys, let me
know. We'll point them out, because sometimes I don't even think you realize. I'm like, what? Where did you get that? And you're like, oh, my grandma.
Yeah, she said it all the time, so I said it. By the way, Lunchbox having a baby. We should run some baby trivia by him to see if he's ready. Are you reading books yet?
No, I don't need any books. I watch TV.
What do you mean?
16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom, watch it all.
You feel like you know enough about babies from that show?
Absolutely. It teaches you so much. It's very educational.
Huh. Well, here's some baby trivia for our boy Lunchbox here, who announced yesterday he's having a baby. What's the first sense that a baby develops?
First sense?
Yeah. Of the seven senses.
Okay, let me see. It's the light, the seeing.
Seeing, he says. No. It's hearing. Sorry.
Oh.
A binky is another name for what?
A binky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pacifier.
That is correct. Yeah. There you go.
Wow, not bad.
Yeah, see, guys, I watch TV.
What's the average amount of diapers a newborn goes through in one day?
4 or 5.
10.
10?
Yeah.
10? You guys need to control your baby's bladder. 10?
You need to not feed your babies so they don't poop. A newborn should be given a sponge bath until what happens?
Dry skin.
The umbilical cord falls off. Did you know that, Eddie?
No, I had no clue.
But you didn't really raise your kids. Your
I
wife.
Know, and I didn't change their diapers very often.
Wait, the umbilical cord, I thought you cut that off.
Yeah, but it was
still a little bit on there.
Yeah.
Got it.
And that means you just kind of bathe them with a sponge so you don't want to get it too wet around there.
Teen Mom didn't teach you that?
No, because I feel like people give them sponge baths until they're like 2.
No.
A baby should be seated in a rear-facing child car seat until what age?
Until they are 4.
4?
That's old to be looking
well,
in the back
of
the car.
Well, I know Junior doesn't.
2.
Oh.
2, okay.
They get out of a car seat at 2?
No. Rear-facing.
Rear-facing. They turn
facing
it around.
Facing the back of the car.
Their feet can hang.
Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying now.
Lunchbox is having a baby. Claims he knows everything already. When does a baby start to take their first steps? At what age?
It depends, but usually around 1 year.
But what about you, Lunchbox? Didn't you take a long time?
A year and a half.
Yeah. I remember that.
Around 9 months, they say, is when the baby takes
their first steps. Yeah, but Lunchbox, year and a half.
I was three.
Yeah, I was better. I was really good at crawling, so I felt like it was a waste of time to walk. I was fast.
That's what your mom told you.
Newborns recognize their mother's voice immediately, but it takes around this long for babies to recognize their father's voice.
1 month.
No, 14 days. Maybe for you. We're not talking about your stuff. We're talking about normal babies.
Oh.
6 years. A baby's fontanelle is usually referred to as this.
A what?
Fontanelle.
Font?
F-O-N-T-A-N-E-L. Fontanelle.
Yeah.
Fontanelle.
Do you know what it is, Eddie? Go ahead.
Their stomach.
Eddie?
Is that a crib?
No. Eddie has two boys. He knows nothing about parenting.
Oh, guys, this
I don't know what that is.
It's a soft spot. But Amy, you adopted two kids. You didn't have to go through the baby process.
A fontanelle.
Oh, and they're
soft spot.
Yeah, you got to be careful with their soft spot.
My kids are 10 and 4 bones. This is a long time ago.
No, I just don't think you ever had anything to do with them.
Yeah, did you
soft spot? I remember their soft spot. That's scary.
Oh, stop deflecting.
How could I not remember their soft spot? It's like a little soft thing on the top of their head.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
You didn't remember what it was called.
And you didn't raise.
We didn't call it a fontanelle. We called it don't touch the soft spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
How old were your kids when they started walking?
One.
He doesn't know.
One.
Oh, see,
about one.
See, I was right.
They were late walkers.
I did pretty well.
No. I don't think you did. Newborns don't have what body part at birth?
A what?
Yeah.
They don't have what? Belly button.
No, kneecaps.
Really?
When do we grow our kneecaps?
Teenagers.
What in the world?
You got a lot of reading to do, bud.
Man. Maybe I need to watch Teen Mom a little closer.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Okay. So there were 7 senses. Apparently, there's only 5 senses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you said 7?
I was reading off the page.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. Probably added no one. I probably just said
there's 7 oceans.
That's probably what I was thinking. The continents. Yeah.
Continents.
I get the continents mixed up.
I think there's like 5 oceans. The Bobby
Bones Show. So there was a woman, and she was shooting a video for one of her friends. And she's inside of a subway car, and she's just singing her brains out. And so she doesn't realize that somebody else is on the subway with her. And so here's the clip of her singing on the subway.
And this is my stop, short video. Gonna get off the train that I'm on alone. Gonna pick up my bag that's sitting in the seat. On the train, car, it's just me. Up in Francisco. Oh, my God, I just realized there's another person on the train.
So she's just singing out because she thinks it's completely empty, and she's shooting a funny video for a friend. So we thought we would turn this into a segment with Lunchbox. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You just left here 5 minutes ago. Yeah. No need for us to exchange pleasantries. But I'm great. How you doing, bud?
Man, looking good, feeling good.
Lunchbox is out now. Are you at a Starbucks?
No, I'm not at a Starbucks. I'm walking into another breakfast establishment.
Okay, you don't want to say what it is?
Establishment.
I'll just say it like the hop in the morning.
Okay. It's hopping. Gotcha.
Got it.
So what Lunchbox is going to do, he's going to walk in. It's kind of weird to go into an IHOP, though, because there's not just a standing around
IHOP
place, though. Are you going to go sit at a table? Okay, sit at the table.
there's diners in here.
Yeah, it's morning. Breakfast.
Yeah, they are hopping this morning.
Okay. So what Lunchbox is going to do is he's just going to start singing loud, and we're going to time him at 60 seconds. Will someone come over and stop him? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Just one?
Don't laugh.
Oh, he's,
all right.
He's
getting a table. I thought you said come with you.
He's getting a table.
Oh, she'll be right with me.
Okay. So over, does he make it to 60 seconds or does he get stopped? Amy?
I think he makes it to 60.
I think he gets stopped.
You think he gets stopped?
I think he gets stopped. Especially if he really gives it the old college try, you know?
He's got a single.
How's it going? Yeah, just one good looking person for him, please.
He's getting a table for one good looking person. My goodness. Hey, are you walking or no?
Oh, yeah. This is a good looking booth over here.
You got a booth.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, no, that one's dirty. All right, we'll go to this one. Thank you so much.
They're going, why is this guy giving
him water?
Play?
Thank you.
He orders the water. He needs to leave a tip. Tell him to
You know he won't.
He wouldn't leave a tip.
Whoa.
In a real meal.
Guys.
Okay. Do you have any cash?
Let me see if I got any cash. Hold on. You guys reimbursing me for this? This is a tax write-off.
If we reimburse you, it's not a tax write-off.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
You can't get both.
Choose what you want.
You guys going to give me this money back because I also need to write it off.
And a refund.
Thank
you. He asked
for give me a few minutes.
I'm going to need a receipt for this water.
Okay, Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready?
What song are you going to sing?
Oh, I thought
he's making it up.
Make it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. So you're going to make it up.
I can sing from Tina Turner.
No,
make it up.
Make it up. Make it up about
sing
people
about your
around
booth
you.
And what you want to order. Like the food you're seeing.
Don't stand up, though. Just sing loud as crap.
No, I'm just going to sit down. Like, I'm looking at the menu.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at the menu.
Are we ready for the time? Ready.
Ready.
Lunchbox, are you ready? Amy, I say it happens before 60 seconds.
Right.
You say.
I said he.
No one stops him?
I hope he makes it. Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Just having some pancakes, some Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. The sun is rising. Ooh, I love me some Belgian waffles. Oh, yeah, with some whipped cream. Oh, hot syrup. To go with some orange 33 seconds. Maybe I want to go the double. Blueberry. Oh, yeah.
10 seconds.
How do I like eggs? I'll say over easy.
Time, Lunchbox, 1 minute.
Keep going.
They didn't stop.
See how long they stop him. See how
he's
long.
He's still going.
Maybe I go breakfast, maybe I go lunch.
Let him go.
Lunchbox is singing aloud to see if they'll stop him in a restaurant.
Ooh, they got the 2 by 2 by 2. That would equal 8 because you go 2 times 2 is 4.
Okay, we all can hear you. Like, come on. I got other guests in here and stuff too, okay?
Why the timer?
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
He's scolded.
Hello.
He's in trouble.
Wait, you made it a minute 31, dude. You did make the time. What'd they say to you?
They said, sir, I need you to calm down. I said, no, I'm just excited. They said, you can be excited all you want, but this is not a bar. I have other customers.
Oh, dang. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm closing up my menu.
Did you tip them?
Walk of shame?
Yes,
walk of shame. I'm going to leave him a couple bucks.
Thank you.
Hey, sing on your way out.
I'm gonna be. Yeah.
Bye.
What?
Clear in the throat.
Oh, my God, did I die? I think I'm gonna cry. Kitty waffles. Bye.
And I'm out.
Oh, that was funny. All right. My abs got a workout.
How do you feel about reserving a spot by standing in it, a parking spot?
No, I don't think that's a good thing.
If you drive up to a spot and someone's standing in it.
No.
But what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to say, oh man, that's a bummer. They're standing there reserving that spot. So I'm going to go park somewhere else, but I'm not going to do it. No way. I'd be mortified if someone was trying to park and I was like, excuse me, I'm holding this.
Yeah, I think I would take the car and slowly creep on them and push them out the way.
You would?
I think so. Because you want to talk about, there are only a few things that irritate me, like really bad. That's talking in a movie theater during a movie. Or people that are holding these spots with their human bodies. You can hold a spot with a car. That's what it's for. You can't human body a parking spot. The reason I bring it up, a woman steals a parking space from a driver, refuses to budge. She's not in the car. She's standing in it. And the big question is, can they do it? The driver posted, because he had a camera, and he recorded it. And it shows one woman in the car and one woman in a spot, and they're yelling at each other because the woman in the car is like, move. And the woman standing there is like, I ain't moving. It's my spot. I got it.
It's for not a, what?
It's not a standing spot. It's
someone that's coming there with a car later?
Yeah, because what happens is you see a spot, you run over to it while the other car's trying to get back around to it.
Yeah, it's a packed parking but that's lot. Just not how, I mean...
The driver honks the horn and demands the woman moves. Are you serious? This is a car parking space, not a woman parking space. The woman's mother comes into view and stands beside her and gets in the spot beside her daughter, but they both stand there by the end of the video.
Oh.
The man says, I'm going to stay here until you move. And the woman goes, well, I have time.
Oh.
So now it's
saying off.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long are you willing to wait?
You could have already parked somewhere else and been inside. Yeah.
But by then, it's not about that. It's moved on to the disrespect stage of life.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. That'll make somebody dig in and you start disrespecting them. I would probably just, if I had the time, I would sit there in my car.
Get a book.
Put some tunes on.
I wouldn't move. I'd get on audible.com.
There you go.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't save a spot with the human body. Does anyone want to say that I'm wrong? Because I'll take any other opinion here if you want to say you can.
No, it's obnoxious.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Just want to make sure. You know what? I got a call yesterday. The person that sold me my house calls me. And they say, hey, I have someone that wants to come and look at your house. Now, remember, Amy, people put notes on you guys' mailboxes in your neighborhood saying, hey, I like your house. I want to look at it.
Yeah.
And someone came and looked, but it was more of a they liked your neighborhood. And they were looking for any house in the neighborhood.
Okay, you think that. I think they really wanted my house. But okay.
Did they buy your house?
Nope.
Well, so this person calls my realtor and says, I want to go look at this house specifically. So my realtor calls and goes, hey, do you want to... I'm just like, I don't know.
You're living in.
Yeah,
right now.
The house I'm living in.
Okay.
And so I trust it. It's not the same as a note in a mailbox because they went right to my realtor. So they're going to come look at my house tomorrow.
Wow. Do they know? Could it be a Bobby Bones Show listener?
Ooh.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It could be. It could be. But I don't think so. But.
Just trying to snap
So where
picks.
Would you go? What happens to you
well,
here?
Well, I'm just going to the gym when they look. I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to be there with snacks?
No,
hey
don't
guys,
plan to move.
Warm cookies?
I don't plan to move.
But if the price is
oh,
right.
I'm out. Feats don't fail me now because
really?
I'm out the door.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I got that note in the mailbox. All I saw was dollar bills because they wanted to offer cash.
But cash doesn't matter.
Cash is king.
No, it doesn't. When you're getting a house, if they take out a loan, you get paid anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, cash or not cash.
I don't know. I just want them to show up with a briefcase full of cash. That happened.
Not,
I told
not that
y'all.
Kind of cash.
When my mom sold the house we grew up in, the guy showed up with a briefcase full of cash.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is
he was a Mexican
status.
Cowboy.
Was he? His name
yeah.
Pablo?
I don't know, but he had just moved here from Mexico and he won like the rodeo down there and he won
yeah,
cash.
The rodeo.
So
sure.
He brought it with him.
There is no difference though in how you get money as long
okay.
as you get money.
Yeah, it's still cool to have cash.
I didn't know that. I thought cash was king like Amy.
Do you know car dealers don't like it if you pay cash for a car?
Why?
Because they want
they
you to
get
finance.
The interest on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
They want you. So when you go in and go, I'm going to pay cash, they're like, oh, I'm not going to go any lower. One of my buddies told me who sells cars, he says the way to do it is you go in and you finance it and you pay the 6 month minimum
yeah.
or whatever it is and pay the little bit of interest because that little bit of interest that you're paying on it is still with that in, it's less than you would have paid by just paying cash.
The better deal.
They don't want cash.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh.
So
someday I'll do that.
Because what's happened is with selling cars, from what I've learned, is that you can get online and see what a car really costs. So they're not able to really gouge people with high prices anymore.
Yeah.
So they're just in turning over cars, like as much as many as possible. They're just making slight margins.
Very interesting. So they make money on the interest. Huh.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So does your credit card company, Lunchbox. That's why we try to encourage, you know, to pay it off.
I would like to, but it would be so cool to be able to walk in there with just dollar bills and just have a stack. You know how, like after a boxing match or a poker tournament, they have those stacks of, and
or
just
the
have,
Mexican rodeo.
You open a briefcase and just dump it on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I think for me, it would be put in a backpack and walk in with a backpack full of cash and just throw the backpack out of it and say,
yeah.
Give my keys.
I'm going to take blocks
hey,
of gold.
No need to count it. Trust me.
Amy wants blocks of gold. She wants to wheelbarrow in
movies.
Some gold. Yeah. I think we're all getting it from gangster movies, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all need to chill on the gangster movie talk.
Okay.
But wouldn't that be awesome
yeah.
to walk into a dealership with a backpack full of hundreds?
Yes. And, all of that would be awesome.
Peel it off and go. I'll take the Ferrari and throw the backpack into the car dealer's chest where they go, ooh.
And I dare you to count it.
Yeah, count it. It's all there. Don't worry.
Keys. And then you just wave the keys to you and you get in and
I can get out of there. Yeah, it'd be fun, huh?
Man, let's do that.
Yeah.
So someone's coming to look at your house, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back to that.
Someone's coming. And I'm not even cleaning it, really.
What?
I feel like they're going to take it as is.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even going to tidy?
I'll tidy a bit, but I'm not doing
that.
Why
would he? He doesn't have to. They want that house, Amy.
Maybe. Until they see the inside.
I'm just not really invested in leaving it. I like it.
But Bones, so you know the price in your head that if they say that number, you're out?
Yeah, how much?
No, I didn't ask that.
No.
I do. Write it down.
How much? I'm not playing that game. I've been scolded for doing that write it down game.
Yes, good.
Oh. Tell me another secret.
But I'm up, though, if you do want to write it down.
Yeah, I'll play.
Listen, if...
We could all pitch in and buy it.
Like Ted DiBiase said, everybody has a price.
Yes.
So, you know, if it's the right price, I'll move. If not, I don't care to move. So it's a great place to be.
It is a great place to be.
Seller's market, as they say. I hope he walks up with a backpack full of cash, throws it right into my chest.
You go, ugh.
Rolls in some wheelbarrow, dumps some gold over, and just says, I'll take it. You can leave now.
And then you throw him the keys.
Yeah. So here you go, buddy.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
I saw a picture of Elin Norgen's house. You know Tiger Woods' ex-wife?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she bought a house for Tiger back in the day. Bought it for $12.5 million. Selling it for $49
million. Whoa!
That's
it's a 29,000 square foot estate in North Palm Beach, Florida. 11 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms.
Oh my goodness. I always wonder about that bathroom thing. Like, well,
why do you need more bathrooms and rooms?
Good question.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think the same thing, but...
I think it's just proximity in the house. Obviously, it's a big house, and you don't want to have to walk far to go to the bathroom, maybe.
It's right on the water. Bought it for $12 million, selling it for $49
million. Okay.
Now, I'll ask you this question. So here's... I think you say her name's Elin? Elin Norgen?
Whatever, yeah.
So she was a nanny when Tiger Woods met her. She wasn't a model or anything.
Oh, she wasn't?
So what happened was she was living in Sweden... And she was a nanny for a Swedish golfer, and they moved to the United States, and she was the nanny, and that's he introduced her to Tiger.
Oh. Wow.
So they got married. So she was a nanny for a golfer, then married Tiger Woods, and now she's able to sell his house $50 million.
Wow.
So, and I saw Clay Travis asking this question on Twitter yesterday. He said, would you be in a marriage for 6 years and get cheated on, not knowing it, for $50 million?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, because that's what happened to her?
Yeah. Like you find out that you've just been cheated on your whole time, but you have $50 million. $50 million plus. This is just...
Yeah, plus.
But she probably went through a lot of heartache with Tiger.
Right. But like, I'm asking, is it worth $50 million? Because I think pretty much you can get over any heartache.
With that kind of money?
You just can't get $50 million easy. You can get over heartache.
Okay, there's more of the heartache associated with it, though. Like, it can cause certain psychological damage and trauma and things that follow you the rest of your life, and money can't buy happiness.
Money gives you options.
That's true. But she already has. Okay.
I'm just asking.
She has to go back to being a nanny?
No.
Think about it, Amy.
She's $50 million.
Yeah,
I know. I'm trying.
Would you be cheated on for 5 years for $50 million?
You asking me? No.
Boy.
Yeah. I mean.
I think, I thought about it for about 1 second. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't even allow yourself to love.
Whoa.
Hit the delay. That's no.
We're just talking about Tiger Woods here. Yeah. Dang.
I know, but...
Bobby's like, what do I have to do
here
with
this? Here we go again. Dang. Hello, you're on the air. Nicole in Florida.
Yeah. I'm stuck in traffic right now listening to your guys' show. I was headed to school.
Thank you very much. Are there any segments that you like that we do?
I wake up super early every morning to work in an elementary school, and I love the I'm drawing a blank now, but the dumb criminals.
Oh, the bonehead story of the day brought to us by Lunchbox. Yes,
I love that.
I tell you what, do you have another one pulled up by any chance?
No,
we may give you a bonus one. We'll let him search for one. Stay on the phone. We rarely do this, but we can do the all request bit segment.
Oh,
this is cool.
Where people call in. And they get to request whatever bit they want. So hang on the phone. Don't go anywhere. I'd go in for $50 million.
But also, too, you love to earn your money.
Yeah.
You love to earn it and work for it.
Well, only because I've only had to earn it and work for it. If someone now wanted to walk up and go, hey, Bobby, I know how you grew up. You had a rough life, but I'd like to give you $5 million. I wouldn't go, no, thank you. I'd like to earn this. I'd say, I gladly accept that free $5 million. Are you kidding me? How about that, Nicole? What do you think about that? Would you be cheated on for 5 years for $50 million?
Definitely not. No way.
What?
See, notice the girls are like, probably not. And all the guys are like, bring on the money.
Lunchbox, do you have a bonehead for her?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a live bonehead. Here we go, Nicole. Brace yourself. It's all request segment time. And action.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Los Angeles, California. A man wanted to go visit his friend in jail, but he had a warrant out for his arrest. He was like, I'll make up a fake badge and try to get back into the jail.
Nice. That'll work. That's for sure going to work. I like how this is going.
So he put his picture on a little FBI badge.
Oh, wow. He'd really printed out FBI and put his picture
terrible.
Beside it.
And he showed up to the jail and said, I'm here to see this inmate. They did a little check. I'm like, man, you're not part of the FBI, so now he's in jail.
Man. There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Nicole, that was just for you. That was just for you, Nicole.
Oh, thank y'all so much. I love it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening to the show. And as always, say, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye. How about, let's go to Danielle in Kansas. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling. Now, your husband left you for your best friend, right?
Yes, he did.
That seems super hard. I'll be honest with you. Like, to me, that seems super hard.
It was the worst thing I ever had to go through. I was 2 months pregnant with the baby we'd been trying for.
Wow.
And we were together almost 10 years, but only married for 4. And, yeah, he left me for my best friend, who is 10 years younger than us. Wow. And I had to move from Oregon back home to Kansas with nothing because I was a stay-at-home wife. $50 million would have made that way easier.
So would you go back? Let's say you didn't know, but they said you can go through this situation again and we'll give you $50 million, or you don't have to go through the situation and you stay with your husband.
I would not stay with him. I'd take the $50 million.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Dang. And that's real life Jerry Springer stuff right there.
Yeah.
10 year younger. Hey, thank you, Danielle. Appreciate that call.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. There it is. Anyway, $50 million for the house, man. And that's just the house. No telling what else she got.
Yeah, she probably got a lot of other things.
Yeah.
She was a nanny.
But that's how she met
Tiger. I forgot that part. I legit thought she was a model.
I think she became a model after that.
She became a model.
Yeah.
She got discovered.
She has a twin sister, too.
What?
Yeah. Really?
Man.
Wow. Learning so much right now about this girl.
It's crazy, man.
How's Tiger doing? His back still hurt?
No, he finished second in the tournament.
What?
Yeah, Tiger's back.
He almost, he missed a long putt to go to, play some extra holes.
Oh, I haven't been keeping up with my Tiger tracker.
You haven't? Well, because he sucked for the last.
Yeah, it's just happening
terrible.
Right now.
Yeah, but
he's back
right now.
We'll see if he's back. Yeah.
Okay.
How about this? Woman got pulled over and she said, "Hey, I have a medical meth card."
Mm-hmm. What?
That doesn't exist.
What?
That doesn't exist.
What?
There's no medical meth.
Right.
No.
That's the point. She tried to say that
I was like, wait a second.
It was medicinal, but it's not.
Yeah. Everyone's heard of medical marijuana, but a woman in Albuquerque claims that she had a prescription for medical meth, and the cops didn't buy it. She was arrested for a probation violation, and according to court documents, she said she was prescribed meth by the doctor in Farmington.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle was a complete fake because she had written on it.
Oh, my goodness.
She tried.
Hey, eat for effort.
Yeah. Did you know 15-year-olds are moving to Missouri to get married?
No, I didn't. It's,
okay. A review of some 50,000 marriage licenses show how Missouri's lax law has for years turned the state into a destination wedding spot for 15-year-old child brides, often rushing to get married.
Wow.
Some traveled as far as 1,800 miles. And they talk about some of the recent marriage licenses from Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Florida. 15-year-old brides.
That
shouldn't be a thing.
But are the grooms 15 too?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It just says 15-year-olds, so I would assume it's grooms and
okay.
brides, both. And probably on either side with older people and probably not.
Hmm.
But you remember the story in Kentucky? Recently, 13-year-old brides, was that Kentucky? Where they won't change the law?
What?
Why won't they change the law?
Because right now, I think you can be... Google that. I think you can be 13 in Kentucky and get married.
See, this is where we need to go reevaluate, you know? Like,
there's one group, though, that's holding it up.
The we think 13-year-olds should get married group.
Yeah, see what you see on that lunchbox before I go just spouting off some crazy stuff. Because I saw, I read a whole story about
it. Oh, yeah. Kentucky's child bride bill stalls as groups fight to let 13-year-olds wed.
Yeah, right?
Wow. What in the world?
Amy, your daughter's 10.
I know. I was just picturing her getting married in 3 years. No way. Well, actually, she's about to be 11, so 2 years. No way. Yeah, she could not be somebody's, anybody's, she couldn't take care of herself. Do these brides live with their parents?
If they're 13, I don't know. But yeah. Do you see the Deadpool's not getting good reviews? They're showing it to groups.
Yeah, Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Getting they said the plot is terrible. The characters are not very well developed. It's, people are upset.
So this blogger, Jeremy Conrad, got on Twitter and says, Fox screened Deadpool 2 tonight, and yikes. And so they're realizing as they show it to people that people aren't thinking it's funny or good. And that movie was so good, the first one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, do you think they're just forcing it to get more money? Is that the problem? Or
they maybe just didn't write a good movie. They spent enough time on it. They didn't throw it out super quick. It's been years, huh?
So, do they put it out or just scratch it?
Ooh.
I don't think you scratch it. I think you can reshoot. You can do what that movie with Will Smith. What was that? Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad. Because there wasn't enough comedy in it, so they went back and reshot some of the stuff.
Oh, wow.
They could do that with Deadpool. But I like Deadpool. I thought it was funny. I think the Deadpool shorts are funny, too. Where Ryan, which Ryan's he got? Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking dude, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to have a picture of him.
Yeah. Yes, you hung it up.
Pretty good-looking, huh?
Yeah, shirtless picture of Ryan Reynolds hung in our studio for a long time because Bobby used it as inspiration.
Yeah, I wanted to be like that.
Mm-hmm. So are you like that now?
No.
You're not as big as that picture?
You're closer. For sure.
I think I'm in better shape than I was, but I think genetically...
Well, that's what you had his shirt off. That's what I thought it was for, being in shape.
No. I'm in better shape than I was. I'm not him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Genetically, I think he's a little more blessed than I am. Genetics play a big part of it. Not all of it, but a big part of it. And also, I'm getting older.
So is he.
I'm 37. That picture probably taken when he was like 29. Yeah. And in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird picture. It was like in
a
garden or
something.
Straight
up, like, he was outdoors.
The news would come and do like shots and TV, and all you'd see is a big shirtless picture of Ryan Reynolds in the studio.
And it wasn't like Bobby ripped it out of a magazine.
No, he printed it out.
He printed it out on a color printer.
Yeah. I believe, see it, be it.
Yeah, see it, be it.
See it, be it.
And so I would see it, and then I would go work hard and try to be it. That's all. I like to put my goals in front of my face. That's what I do with my phone lock screen all the time. I put little goals on there, short-term and long-term, because I always hit my phone, and I'm always on my phone, so I see things all the time. Boom. Like right now, I'm trying to read this book that I wrote. I got to read it one more time. Oh, I have a plan, though.
What is it?
Well, I haven't written my acknowledgments in my book yet, like to thank people who are in my life or who helped me with the book, but it's not due for a week or so. What I was thinking was, because I think pre-sales are dumb. For me, why am I going to buy a pre-sale? I'll just wait till the day to get it. Especially like when music comes out. I say this now, but just know one day I'll be like, hey, pre-sale's up. But in my heart, I think pre-sales are pretty dumb.
Okay.
Especially digitally, because you can just download it the day up at the same price.
Yeah.
Same thing. But I don't believe pre-sales are dumb if there's something actually in the pre-sale.
Okay.
So I'm going to have a book pre-sale, and I just didn't want to do it. I said, I don't want to have a pre-sale because I think they're dumb. What am I giving my people to buy my book other than they pay for it early? And so... maybe some people like to feel that security, like, I got a copy. For me, just wait. But what I did, I have some things, including, I think for 1 hour, I haven't got this cleared yet. I can do a thing where everybody who buys a pre-sale, I can put them in the acknowledgments of the book.
Wow. Oh, really?
I think so.
That's a lot of people, dude.
Well, I don't know how many, but...
it's like 10,000 people.
They didn't give me a limit on how many acknowledgments I can make. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't know if I can do it. But I'm thinking, I go, hey, you buy it between whatever, and you want to buy a pre-sale, I'll put you in the thank yous, like under the B team or something.
That's pretty, that's a solid
pretty smart
gift.
I think it's a great idea as long as you start with me and Lunchbox and then everyone else.
Well, what I don't know. I don't know that you guys are going to be thanked in the book.
You said
you'd put us in the acknowledgments because you said we didn't get a chapter. We didn't get to write in it. So you said we would be the top of the acknowledgments.
Yes. I didn't
said,
say top of, but I, okay, that makes sense. I would say something like that.
You said that Mike D and Radio Amy wrote a little piece in the
Her
book.
Her name's not Radio Amy.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
I think I have your Twitter pulled up.
Hi.
But you did say that, Radio Amy. And, and
okay,
so
fine.
If you're going to do that with the B teamers, then start with just me and Lunchbox.
Okay, you guys will be in the B team section.
No, above. And I need to be in bigger font so you can find my name easily.
Italics, underlined,
Radio
bold.
Lunchbox.
Bold in blue. No. But
with my picture.
I'm going to try to see if I can swing that through my.
Ooh,
I
think it's a great idea. Is there a picture section?
No, there were no pictures.
No picture? I got Whoa, angry. I hate when
yeah,
a book
me
does.
Too. Books
no
are terrible
picture
with
section?
No pictures.
No, here's the thing. I got angry during the first book a bit because I sent off 200 pictures and they picked like 30. And there were a bunch of pictures that I wanted in there that didn't get put in the book. And so...
So because you got angry last time, you boycotted pictures?
No pictures. Man. I don't think there are going to be pictures.
No pictures?
Mm-mm.
A book with no pictures?
It's a self-help book.
Huh. Yeah, what do you want I pictures guess of? I'm not used to seeing pictures. I guess...
Your failures...
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
the time that I failed. It's like sad Bobby.
That's all our pictures are. So anyway, that's what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
American Idol was on again last night. That was pretty good. I watched, I just think 2 hours of any show is much, though, to be honest. I just think 2 hours of any show is too much. I was surprised that it beat the Bachelor finale in number of people. By the look at my Twitter feed on Bachelor finale night, that Bachelor finale was bigger than the Super Bowl. Because every tweet was about that Ari Lewandyke or whatever. What's his name?
Lewandyke, something like that.
So, let's see. Here's the thing about the American Idol ratings. ABC's American Idol, first it beat Fox, the O.J. Simpson documentary that was basically O.J. admitting that he killed them.
Yeah, that's good.
What?
That it beat that show out.
Yeah, I think they thought it would. I know that I talked to them weeks ago, and they were hoping for around 10 to 11 million. And that ended up being what they got, 10.3 million. The thing is, a lot of networks will go, oh, it's just it doesn't get what American Idol used to. Well, nothing does. American Idol used to be, first of all, there wasn't as much separation with all the shows, period. Can you imagine the options we have now compared mm-hmm. to even 4 years ago? But it had 10.3 million viewers, basically what The Voice did on its premiere. And so... I think it was solid. Listen, I don't know. I don't know if people hung around last night. I thought the show was pretty good. You watched last night at all, Lunch?
I watched a little bit of it, yes. 2 hours. I didn't get all 2 hours. I think I got like an hour and 15 in.
That's a lot.
Saw some pretty good one dude from New Orleans playing the guitar. I was like, okay, you're pretty good, dude.
Yeah. The Lane guy?
Yeah.
30 miles in the Gulf Stream. I hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, shrimp boats coming home. But the old man down in the quarter slowly turned his head. Takes a sip from his whiskey bottle and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pontchartrain train underneath the Louisiana moon.
I think he's 17.
17 years old. Very shy kid.
Here's the thing, too. When I talk about Idol, I'm so biased that I have to pull back a bit and go, yeah, you know, I think I'm so biased. I understand that. So know that I know that I'm very biased. Okay. So when I go, hey, I think it did slide. I was told they wanted between 10 and 11 million. That's what they got. I can come on and go, oh, just... not the same as what was with Justin and Kelly back in season one. Or I can go, it did fantastic. But as long as you know that I'm on the show, then full transparency, I hope it does great.
When do we know the dates you're going to be on?
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
scared last night that, I don't know, it was like in my sleep thinking, did I miss the episode Bobby's on? Like, that's going to be really bad because that's when I definitely want to make sure I'm watching, obviously.
Yeah, I know. I can't really say anything.
Ugh.
I don't know. I can't say anything.
But eventually?
So these ones last night.
Yeah.
Any of these people?
Well, I'm just going to say I thought some of them were really good. Is there, you know who was really good is this 15-year-old girl. I wonder how this clip is. Mara Justin.
And you got me like, what you want from me?
15.
And I tried to buy your pretty heart with a price too high. Baby, you got me like, oh, you love when I fall apart.
I do like they can walk in and there's someone to play the piano for them.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing, and not just going straight a cappella. I don't know if we have the girl who's really terrible, the real tall girl. I was laughing out loud in my Insta story last night. Is this her? Autumn Woods? Oh, man.
Every now and then I get a little bit.
What?
She's a tall drink of water.
I was recording this on my Insta story and laughing out loud because it was so funny.
Every now and then I get a little bit restless and I dream of something wild.
Turn around.
The judges have given up. They're just singing the back up.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit.
That's funny. I tell you, the guy that was the paralyzed guy.
I didn't see him. No,
the
I
very last
him.
One. Yeah, his name's David Francisco. Formerly paralyzed singer brings Katy Perry to tears. He came in on crutches, and then he sat down, and they gave him a guitar.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she pretty? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought to love would be.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Making one as
I'm acting like I don't know any of these people, by the way.
Oh.
But I don't know which ones I've known and which ones I don't.
Yeah, after every single one, you're like, wait, what's his name?
Yeah. I did like the Busta Rhymes of the UK, though. Misha?
Ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, wow, wow, wow.
Bum, boo.
Ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, wow, wow, wow.
Нас, то, бит у нас топили, кругом ступили, ногой наступили на нас. Били, топили, кутили, мутили, жили, кружили, как первые.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
There you go. That was Idol last night. You should give it a try, Em.
Which one was your favorite last night?
I thought the Lane kid was good from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
The
30 miles in the Gulf Stream.
Thought he was really young. Like, wasn't wearing shoes.
Bridges get lower.
Yeah. There it is. That's a wrap. What's up?
Nothing.
You got to get involved sometimes. Good.
I know. I will.
Check it out.
Yeah.
When's it back on? Next Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
So it's Sunday, Monday?
Sunday, Monday. Happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy
days.
Day.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.
The new viral thread is, the last thing you texted is what goes on your tombstone. So I've told everyone to pull up their phones. It's usually a no-phone room, but the last thing you texted is what goes on your tombstone. I have mine up. Amy, have yours up?
Yep.
What does your tombstone read, Amy?
If you need anything from Lululemon, I have a gift card. FYI.
Rest in peace.
Man, that was Amy.
She led a great life.
She loved that.
Who was that to?
To my husband.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Oh, great.
The man having a new baby. What's the last thing you texted? What's on your tombstone?
Here we go. I guess it's time to get excited about poop and poop no longer being disgusting.
I'm assuming that was to your wife?
No, that's replying to someone saying congrats about the baby being a dad. And
not like a Craigslist thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Eddie?
Mine's just simple, man. Love you too.
Oh, to your wife.
Love you too to my wife.
Isn't it amazing? Every time he has to have to do something, it's something so romantic and sweet to his wife. It's so convenient.
To be fair, he was replying. She must have said love you, and
she
he said
did,
love
of course.
You too.
She said, hi, have a good day, I love you. Said, love you too.
Well.
Okay. You, Bobby?
Mine says, we have... There's a typo. So
that's going on there.
Yeah, dude, sorry, the way it's written.
Yeah.
We have to tend to teaching people how to be digital stars. I was talking with Charlemagne the God, who does the Breakfast Club, and we were talking about developing people on radio and young people. I don't know what I meant by that, except people how to do podcasts.
Oh,
we were talking about working with the younger generation of people that want to do radio, and it's like, hey, we have to tend to teaching people how to be digital stars.
Have to tend to,
And then people will look at my tombstone and go, well, I kind of get what he was saying, but
you know, Bobby wasn't the greatest speller.
He had a couple books.
he did write a couple books.
I did. Boy, I don't know if this second one's going to... I tell you, it makes me nervous.
You were nervous about the first one.
Yeah, but I didn't know what I was doing. Not that I know what I'm doing this time, but I have a better idea of the process. I don't know about the second book, man. I'm nervous about it.
I'm going to feel good regardless when it's out.
Yeah, it'll be like a weight lift.
Because it's not the same as the first book. I guess that's why it makes me nervous. The first book was just a life story, and I was surprised it did so well. Second book is more of a self-help motivational book. And who wants to hear me self-help and be motivating? I don't know. Maybe nobody. But I'll leave it at that. But yeah.
Hopefully somebody.
I know.
I'm sure somebody will like it.
Some people.
I know. The rapper Craig Mack died.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know.
Kick that old robot.
You have flavor in your ear? You may. Here we go.
Jackson, yeah, Joy. Just like you in the blab. Robotic kicking flab.
You know this?
Yes.
He died. It's weird to see our rappers getting old.
Oh, yeah.
Because hip hop, as a main source of music for us, hasn't been around that long. And you got to think, it started in the 70s before it became mainstream later on in the late 80s and 90s. So now we're watching our rappers get old for the first time, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You never see your rappers old. You never see your Willie Nelson young. There's two things about life. Either one of them.
True.
You just come up with that?
No. Well, yeah, I guess so.
It's a good one.
I don't really think it was a thing. I just have never seen... I've only known Willie Nelson as old.
Yeah, and if you look at pictures of young Willie Nelson, he just doesn't look like Willie.
This daylight savings time has thrown me. Yeah. And I'm supposed to come in and be the guy on the radio and all centered and
have it together.
Be funny. I just am off big time. I didn't sleep last night. I woke up today and I've always been annoyed by the daylight savings person who's like, oh, my life is so different because I'm like, what's 1 hour? Get over it. I'm off, man. I woke up at like 2 this morning. And I was like, what's happening? So that happened. I hurt my hand boxing yesterday.
Mm. Punching too hard?
I think punching wrong.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
I don't think it's a too hard thing. What? I can't break an egg, right? But I punched and I smashed my pinky into something. So my hand hurts. And then I keep hitting my teeth together. Not even boxing, just generally. I think my teeth are growing still.
Yeah. Growing?
Which is a whole weird thing. Because I close my mouth and my teeth hit each other.
Hmm.
My whole body's off balance. I need a pimple and I'll be good to go. I've run the whole gamut of things that can be awkwardly wrong with me.
Okay.
Like, I'll just be sitting here and my teeth will hit.
I'm checking out your face.
No, no pimples yet.
Okay.
Don't worry. Give it time. Let's go over to Amy with the pile of stories now. Here we go. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Lunchbox is having a baby, so I found this story interesting. A new study found that babies don't hit their peak cuteness until they're about 6 months old. So don't worry if your newborn looks like a weird little alien for a little bit. Give them 6 months. They're going to be cute.
Lunchbox always makes fun of babies and says, babies aren't cute. Some babies just are ugly. What if your baby comes out and he's not cute?
Ugh. I'm very scared about that. Very scared because I watch these shows and I watch people put pictures. Oh, look at my cute baby. And I see it and I think, that looks like an alien. Your baby is disgusting.
Okay.
But everybody automatically says, oh, your baby is so cute. Not all babies are cute.
But how are you going to know if yours isn't? Do you want someone to be honest with you?
He'll know. I think he'll be honest.
No, I don't think he will. I think there's a blinder that happens.
Really?
Right. I agree with you, Bones.
Yeah.
I would love for someone to be honest with me.
And say, dude, Ixnan the AB babe.
Yeah, wow. An alien babe.
We'll be honest with you.
Thank you, guys. I mean, that's all I want. I want honesty. That's all I care about in life. I'm honest all the time, so...
Yeah, I don't know about that. Amy, go ahead.
Okay. You know how sometimes I love throwing in a random fun fact?
Go ahead.
Okay. Did you know New Hampshire is the only state where it's still legal for an adult to drive without a seatbelt? I thought all states in America, you had to be buckled up. But if you're driving through New Hampshire, you can take it off. You can't get pulled over. Can't get a ticket.
I'm telling you, as soon as they hit the state line, I'm unbuckling that thing. I'm like, woo!
Who knew?
Feel free.
I think I don't put my seatbelt on anymore because of the law, but because it's just safer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why is this not the law there?
Let's date ourselves a bit.
Okay.
We can remember as kids when that became the law.
Yeah.
And it was so weird that you had to put your seatbelt on.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
We were like, you're going to make us wear a seatbelt? This is stupid. But now, I don't even think about it. It just goes on. I mean, I just grab it and muscle memory puts it on.
Yes. So, yeah, we would road trip from Texas to Alabama like 3 times a year, and my mom would just put us on the floorboard.
Oh, yeah, you put the camper shell in the truck, in the back of the truck, go for
no big deal.
8 hours.
So bad. Dangerous.
And it was legal.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, what else? Oh, women's most attractive feature. What do you guys notice first on a woman?
Well, are you asking? guys, let me hold you up for a second.
I have an answer.
Are you asking what do we think is the hottest physical thing about a woman? The first thing we notice.
The first thing you notice, like, what are you fixated on and you can't?
smile.
I would probably go. I have the answer.
Just whatever. No,
come on, man.
Yeah. So when you meet someone, you notice her.
It starts with a B.
Probably teeth. Because here's why.
What if her mouth isn't open?
Well, what if her eyes aren't open? How can I see her eyes?
What if her back's turned?
Ooh, eyes is a good one.
So, no, I think teeth because I spent such a long time getting my teeth fixed that I just look
Bobby's
at teeth on
like
everybody.
Earlobe.
No, I'm not. I think teeth. But I know Lunchbox is going to say boobs, right?
I'm going to look at that chest area.
First?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the chest and the body. You're
okay,
just like,
I know.
Right,
eyes are easy because
it.
That's the first thing you see because you make eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
But I think it's teeth.
Mm. Eddie, what do you got?
I like the bottom part.
The butt?
Yeah, the butt.
Okay, but we're not asking what's your favorite body part.
But you're saying first. Like, what do you look at
like
first?
Like, my favorite body part is, like, stomach.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Like but what if you can't see your stomach?
No, we're saying favorite, if you get to see.
But first, is the teeth?
That's the first thing I noticed. Yeah. Okay. My favorite part's the stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby's like, the two front teeth.
What's your answer? Eyes? I'm sure it's
lips!
Eyes.
Lips!
Oh, no, that's not true.
Okay.
That's like fifth on the list.
I also read a story where women find guys that are great conversationalists super attractive. I'm like, yeah, if they can talk after being hot and rich.
Exactly. Not,
what? No. Being able to talk helps.
Yeah, it helps.
Well, okay.
Not the number one candidate.
Yeah, you're fixated on women just wanting money and guys just want.
Listen, I've been a conversationalist my whole life and. It took me forever.
You're a jokester. You sure you're a conversationalist?
Yeah, I don't know if you're a conversationalist. You're awkward.
You like make jokes in awkward moments, but you're not the one just dragging up conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
But I can, if I need to, I can. I'm good
at speaking. Yeah. If you need to be on, you're on.
Yeah.
I remember Bobby's old move was like a handshake with two hands, like, hi, I'm Bobby.
Oh, yes.
and he would look at her teeth.
Look at her teeth.
That was your thing.
Yeah, but I learned that from the greatest.
Do you still, Bill Clinton.
I read a whole book about Bill Clinton, how he would take people and he would put their hand on their shoulder or double up the hand.
Yeah.
So I just started doing it when I was like 14.
And by greatest, you mean by engaging people, getting their attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That he was apparently the person who would make you feel like you're the only one in the room.
Right.
That's special.
Garth does that when he comes
Garth
in.
Garth is really good at that.
And so it's that type of person.
Mm-hmm. With two hands. Hi.
Not
I'm
to
Bobby.
Dudes. Dudes that do the shoulder. Shake the hand and put the other hand on the
shoulder. Yeah,
the girls are the two hands.
The
girl is one hand and the
hand
other
hand. And I like the sandwich. I make the hand sandwich.
You're good at that.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
I'm Bobby.
No, I don't do that. Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't seen it in a bit.
You guys are haters, man.
No. Those were good times.
Go ahead.
I remember when you were doing that. And lastly, March Madness is starting, Thursday?
Yeah.
Officially. And so the average person is going to spend about 6 hours distracted by this basketball tournament, and companies they're going to lose about $2.3 billion.
I don't like it when they do those stupid stats like $2.3 billion. What does that mean? There are a million companies.
Lost productivity.
Nah, who cares?
But not here.
Go Hogs. Oh, Arkansas wins. I would go. I'll be in Denver because I'm doing Colorado Springs on Saturday, my stand-up show.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have gone to Detroit.
When do we fill out our...
We have to find out whatever the last place person is going to do, and then we will.
Okay.
So, all right, good. You good?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's the pile.
There he is.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
There have been no other bombs go off in Austin, right, this morning? Because there for the last couple days, people would go to their door, there'd be a package, and then the package would blow up. I think it's killed two people. Is that what it is, last we heard?
Yes.
So police said they're not ruling anything out.
We are not ruling anything out at this point, because when you rule something out, you limit your focus of the investigation and you might miss something.
So they're even saying, don't open a package in the mail that if you don't know what it's doing there. So that's it. The bombs are going off in people's front yards. Someone's delivering deadly packages in Austin. Some people believe they're connected. They don't know what the connection is. We're just handed this story. Austin police believe three recent packages that have bombing explosions are connected. I wonder, Lunchbox, is there any murmur of what they think it is?
No, but they, like they said, it's not going through the mail. Someone is placing these, they believe, on the front porch. So it's
But the Amazon guy places stuff on my front porch,
right,
too.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're not expecting a package, call
I'm telling
police.
You,
I don't know if I'm expecting
I never
a package.
Know.
People mail things.
Yeah. People send stuff to the house.
Well, then...
And if it doesn't fit my mailbox, then it goes on the porch.
I wouldn't open any mail. I'm telling you, I just wouldn't open any mail.
Yeah, man, that's rough.
The chief says if anyone receives a package they're not expecting, call 911. It's believed the package is... It's not believed the package were delivered by United States Postal Service.
Wow.
And it's happening during South by Southwest Music Festival, although I don't think it has anything to do with that. Does anyone else?
No.
No.
Because it's happening in residential parts of town, right?
Yeah, in a 14-mile radius.
Oh, really?
So it's not
we don't even know that it's being
town.
Sent from Austin.
Correct. Or it's, if well, it's even sent at all.
Or
someone's
placing it. Is there any cameras anywhere?
They said, I was watching a story last night. They said they're trying to go through all surveillance in the neighborhood of any cameras that may have caught some, but they had nothing last night.
Ugh.
That's crazy that they have nothing.
Yeah.
With, because these doorbell cameras are starting to be relatively inexpensive. Like, the, I forget, it's called like Ring or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you just put it up. Yeah, it's a crazy story. Did you watch the Manhunt Unabomber show?
Yes.
No, you said it was amazing.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that was, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Because we were such young kids when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know the story except someone was mailing bombs. But there was so much more to it than that.
So much.
So it's on Netflix. I believe it's like a USA type show that they put on Netflix. But it's on Netflix.
Yeah, whatever. USA, A&E, something like that. But yeah.
Manhunt Unabomber is what it's called. There's also that Death of Versace. You ever watch that?
No, I haven't watched it though.
I need to write that down. Every time you say it, I forget. Because I'm going to watch it.
Now, is the Unabomber like a show or is it like a documentary?
No,
like
it's a show with actors.
Yeah. And it's,
but so, it's so accurate. I Googled everything about it. I'd Wikipedia it, I'd go down rabbit holes. Yeah, man. You'd like it.
You would. Lunchbox, you would.
Because it's factually accurate. And then what you'll do is you'll go find the real people it's based on and go, oh, they even look the same.
Okay. Wow. Is it like a 10-episode deal? Is there and there's only like one season, right?
Maybe
it can't
seven.
Go on.
Well, the thing is, it's like a manhunt.
Like a miniseries or
Unabomber.
Something.
They have different manhunts for different things.
Okay.
And this is about the Unabomber.
Okay, I got you.
But it's fantastic.
Yeah. Marking it down.
Most people are good, though.
I like that.
Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. What are you doing today?
Oh, going shopping with my husband. He's got a wedding he's going to, and he needs, like, a new suit.
You're not going?
No. Kids, we got to divide and conquer. It's in Florida. It's his buddy from the Air Force Academy, so I, you know.
Just leave the kids with me.
Yeah, well, he's going to go do that, and then he arranged for me to do some stuff with a couple of girlfriends for my birthday, and so.
And birthday's coming up, huh?
Yeah, it's this weekend. So, but anyway, so shopping for him today. We're going to the old mall. What are you doing?
I am in the read back one final time stage of my book.
Oh.
I know. So I'm reading it again. I don't know. I don't think it's that good.
What happens if you don't like something?
You don't like it?
I don't know. Should I say that? It's fine.
Should I say that? You're being honest.
I don't know. I hated the first book. Oh.
You're very critical of your own work, though, man.
Yeah, and that
but I'm so lost in it that I don't even know if it's any good or not. I wrote it. I read it back. I edited it. I read it again. It's just, I'm so over it. I hope people like it, but it's the last stage. It comes out in the summer, but... But it's 200 pages, and so I basically have to read it in 2 days.
Whew.
So it's just hunkering down and reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make little notes. That's it. So I'm going to do that today. What else? I like have some other stuff I have to do. A lot of work stuff. Odd work conference calls, but normal crap. You know, as they say, SOS.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Yeah, figure it out, Amy.
Kay. Same old stuff. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow, though. See you on Wednesday show. Appreciate you being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.